This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. I'll tell you what, your pet project that you've been working on for years grosses $146 million the first couple of weeks it's on sale. That'd be a pretty good day, right? But when you're the Christopher Nolan hoped-for blockbuster Tenet, $146 million's kinda meh. Big end-of-summer holiday weekend, you would want to blow the doors off the box office. But given everything, word is the Tenet's performance might be a sign that Hollywood is on the rebound. Marketplace's Jasmine Garz has that one.
$20.2 million. On any given day, that's chump change for a U.S. and Canada movie premiere. But with a pandemic still raging, experts say Tenet did okay. Professor Arun Sharma from the University of Miami says there are two lessons from the last couple of months in movie premieres. First, some movies are just better off premiering on streaming only.
If it's a children's movie, the data is very clear. Launching it is a good idea.
Which is why Disney Plus just released Mulan on its platform for $30. But Sharma says there's not a lot of data on how movies for grown-ups do with a streaming premiere. Which leads to lesson number two. If it's not a kid's film, push the release date back. Because most movies aren't going to be highly anticipated, helmed by acclaimed directors. And plenty of films that are all that have still pushed back.
Your reputation precedes you.
I have to admit, I wasn't expecting an invitation back.
That's right. Top Gun fans that waited over 30 years for a sequel are going to have to just wait one more until 2021. Frank Patterson is the president of Pinewood Atlanta Studios, where Marvel movies are filmed. Right now, production is only resumed at around 30% capacity there. But Patterson is cautiously optimistic. He says the industry constantly weathers challenges. Actors drop out. Deals die.
You know, our pivot skills are legendary in the movie business.
There's optimism out there. Tenet cost $200 million to make and has so far grossed close to $150 million worldwide, almost breaking even. And these days in Hollywood, that's a good look for opening weekend. I'm Jasmine Garst for Marketplace.